we had nothing.
We got a case up here.
And so we had to come up with a skeleton plan, and if I had hired somebody to work for a year, but no.
Chair, we're ready.
All right, great. We are live again. Thank you, Madam Clerk. We are going to come out of recess. We do have a quorum. So if we could go ahead and get ready, I just wanted to update everyone. We're going to shoot for, if we need to go to 12:15, with information that we will. And then we'll break for, or we'll shoot for 12:15 to break for lunch, unless we get down a little earlier. If everybody's okay, and then we'll break till 1 p.m. and then come back in. So now on our agenda, we have, I'm going to jump around because Mr. Burtman has another engagement at 1 p.m. And so I'm going to go ahead and jump down to number 7, the Attorney General update with Mr. Patterson. So please come on up or sit in that chair there. That chair over there is also available if anybody would like to. Just a little reminder, we have new mics. You don't have to get real close. You can actually be back here like this, but you do have to turn them on, and then you do have to turn them off when you're finished. Okay. All right, Mr. Patterson, you're here to give us any updates on any litigation and what's going on with the Attorney General's office. You have the floor, sir.
I am. Thank you, Chair, and members of Congress committee. I appreciate this opportunity to update you. I like coming here and letting you guys know what we've got going on. And I think we've done this a couple times, and it's good to keep things going. And that way these updates get shorter and shorter, and you're able to go back and tell your constituents what we're doing up here as far as legislation and Attorney General's office. Litigation, I should say. You know about legislation. So the major focus for our office, one of the major focus, not that anything's more important than the other, but is reservation reestablishment. And I like to lead with that. And Mr. Gene Burtman is our lead counsel. And if it please the committee, I'd like to enter executive session so we can give an update on pending litigation.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Did Mr. Burtman want to give any, could you give any little thing in open before we get into detail, or would you just prefer straight to go into executive session for details?
I can give just an update on what, on the one main case that is up at the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals, because that is a public filing that is of record, so I can discuss that. Status as for the remainder, I would need to discuss that as it's ongoing pending litigation and would be attorney-client privileged.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and do the opening, and then let us know when you're ready for us to get to confidential.
So as you may be aware, we have been following and working in a case, State versus McCauley, which was out of the district court here in Osage County and is on appeal before the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals. In that case, we have filed a what they call an amicus brief, a friend of the court brief, in support, unfortunately, of Mr. McCauley, that his proper, where he should have been properly charged and that case gone forward is before the federal court, since it was a manslaughter slash murder case. And those are the exclusive jurisdiction, in our opinion, of the federal government based on the Major Crimes Act and the McGirt case. And so that case is currently pending before the court. We filed our brief in May of last year. It has not been formally or accepted by the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals, which is a normal process. So what, as an amicus, the procedure in front of the Court of Criminal Appeals is that you seek leave to file the brief, which we did immediately back, I think, if I remember right, November of 2022. It may have even been a little earlier than that. The case proceeded for briefing, and then as the briefing closed, as a protectionary measure, we what they call tendered a brief and an appendix to the Court of Criminal Appeals. So that this way, when they're considering the case, they'll have our documents there if they so choose to review them. So we have done everything we possibly can in that case, which is the lead case, from what we understand at this point, on the reservation status at the Court of Criminal Appeals. And so, again, it's been pending since May. You know, this is February, so 10 months. And so we're hopeful that the right result will be reached very soon. But obviously, we can't control when the Court of Criminal Appeals is moving forward. That we're monitoring some cases here in Osage County where that issue is involved. And those cases have generally been continued by the court unless the defendant decided just to go forward because of whatever reasons that individual defendant may choose.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Keene?
Yeah, thanks, counsel. I'm sure you guys are aware. So in December, the Court of Criminal Appeals issued the Deo opinion, the Deo case about waiving the tribal jurisdiction. Did you see that?
I'm sure I've seen it. I don't remember the particular case name.
I guess it kind of doesn't give me faith in, I guess I just want to know what is your confidence? Because we know the law's on our side, but I even shared this with Mr. Patterson even. Remember that?
So going into the actual opinion, I would prefer to make that.
What is the faith with the current makeup of the Court of Criminal Appeals?
I would prefer to talk our opinion as to how that would be an executive sentence, since that reaches to somewhat of our opinion. And so I would be concerned not to give the state any advantage on hearing us.
I make a motion to move into executive session.
So sorry. Motion to move into executive session for confidential matters has been made and seconded. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, give us a few moments and we'll get into executive session.